Reuven. Meine Seder zum Echive, was tun mit der Propiet, von was wir da reden, reden auf der Heilig, auf Echive Schleiler. In Römer, es sind zwar wie nun mal keine, das reine bei Echive Schleimu und der Funecho.
Englisch.
Oh. In English? Okay.
English.
Okay, it's got to be in English, right? I'm sorry. We mispalel avini malkaini ha'zeraini b'tshivu shleimu lefanecho. Take us back, bring me back a completed tshuva. Usif shat of tshivu shleimu. L'choyre, a mitzvah tshuva is our mitzvah. We have to do mitzvah. So what is the inyan of the mispalel tshuva shleimu? A complete tshuva. You do tshuva. So it's up to you. You sinned. There's a mitzvah that's a drive for you to do tshuva, and you have to do tshuva. So what is the inyan of the tefillah of tshuva shleimu? The also mispalel shlach shofar shleimu l'chol lamechol. Send a shofar shleimu. Shlach, refuah shleimu. Refuah shleimu, Hashem has to give us a refuah. What's the difference between refuah? Refuah shleimu. There's only two things in this parallel, Hakadosh Baruch Hu shleimus. Complete. I just got to give it to you as an introduction, as a little of hakdoma. But this shouldn't be really our subject. But since I start off with this, Min HaShemayim Azayim. We say Hashem, Hashem, Keil Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Otaim V'Rav Chesed, V'Shloshes Simidus Rachmim, V'Starfit Hashem, Hashem. As the Gemara, V'Osi De Hashem, Hashem. Twice. Answers the Gemara, Hashem Lifni Shechoto, Hashem Achat Shechoto. V'Osi Pshat. The name Hashem, Yud Kei Vov Kei, that means that the creation. Havaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu put the world into existence. This is the Loshna Rambam, the Muna, what does me believing there is Hashem? Believing Hashem is not enough that He originally created what He mamsi l'chol nimtzo. He puts into existence all existence. V'chol ha'mitzoyim, all existence, enam nimtzoyim, ela mi'amitas himotzoy. I'm putting emphasis. Everything which is comes from the truthness of His existence. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. There's a lot of emphasis put on the word Emes. Baruch Emes V'Kayim Ke'atu Elokim Emes Dvoruch Emes V'Kayim La'ad Emes Teishavu Lav Be'Emes. And that's the Losh Narambam. Shekol Ha'imtzom Ein Tzonam Einem Yamit Tas Himotzoy. And this is that Shekosivoyim Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Emes means that this is the only reality, this is the only existence, and that's Hashem Havaya. Havaya means existence. What is existence? Eilat Mevada. Outside of Hashem, nothing exists under Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in the words, there's actually two creations took place. There was two Briyas. We said in Rosh Hashanah, Hayam Haras Oilam. Today, the world, the Pushat meaning means, today the world was created. But it's expressed in the word haras. Haras means it was impregnated, heroian. The world was conceived and impregnated hayom, today. And the kashi is, we know that the world was actually created. And breshis was kof hei elul, not on Rosh Hashanah. Hashanah is aleph tishrei, 6 days later. So actually, the breshis, everything came into existence with the word of breshis. And that's the word pregnation, because when a woman conceives, and the Zeravet Niklat, when she conceives, the whole future is there. Later it's only time of development to take it out, to bring it out, to develop it. But everything is there. In the conception, everything is there. Breishis was the Haras Olam, the conception of the entire Briyah, Doimit Tzumeh Chayim Medaber, says the Ramban, also, came into existence by the word of Breishis, Kofi Elul. So how can we say Rosh Hashanah? Hayom Haras Olam, today the world had conceived. Yom Zeh Tchilas Masechet, this is the beginning of the creation. The answer is, it's true. There was two worlds. There was Havaya Lifnei Shechoto. the existence which Hashem put the world into existence before Adam Rishon sinned. That was Bereishis, and that took 6 days to develop and to bring out what Hashem impregnated it in Kofei Elyon Bereishis. Took 6 days to develop it. Every day brought out the Tzivyoina, the Podongs, and so on and so. And when the world was totally developed and totally completed, and the other Merishon was all completed, Hashem says to the other Merishon, see what kind of beautiful world I created. This is my world. Watch it. And the Chei Begin Eden, the of the Hashem, cultivate them, preserve it, don't damage them. And then, and Hashem gave them, told them, Tendatcha al tikalkil v'tachri v'salom. Pay attention, don't destroy my beautiful world which I created. How will you destroy it? When you eat from the Eitz Hadas, when you want to be independent, you want to have your own seichel, you're going to die. And if you die, the whole world gets destroyed because you are oilam kotten. You're the whole b'shvilin yivra oilam. And if you die, the whole world dies with you. You machri v'salomi. And Adam Rishon decided to destroy the world. And he destroyed the world. On Rosh Hashanah, he ate and he destroyed the world. So the Havaya, lifnei shechoto, the world which was created in Bereishis Bara Elokim and developed in the 6th day of creation was destroyed. Now Hashem had to create a new world on Rosh Hashanah, a second world, the Savaya Achas Shechoto. A new world came into existence. And therefore, Hayom Haras Olam, there's a new, the world which we are was not impregnated in Bereishis. That world is gone. It's hidden. It's like the Luchos HaRishonos. It's been broken. We are in today in a new creation. Hayom Hashem Achas Shechoto. And we have to live now in a world of the world which we are in today. Hashem Achas Shechoto. And now we have to be misakin the chet in this world. This world is a different world. This world is Yivuv Tavera. The Rosh Nakabol is called Klipas Noiga. In the original world, Hashem Lifnei Shechoto, the original creation, there was no Klipas Noiga. There was no Yivuv Tavera. It was black and white. The Ra was out, and the Torah is here. It was clear. There was no confusion. When that world got destroyed, and Hashem created the second world, and now the second world is Havai Hashem Achas Shechoto. That was the world that was Irvuv Toir Vera, and that's a product of Adam Rishon's Chet. The Moshe Dechaya, the Zaham Sanochosh went in, and everything is mixed of Vera. And that's the result, the effect of the Chet of Adam Rishon. Now, what is our Tachlis? We have to do Tshuva. Tshuva on what? If a person would say, you do Tshuva, we're going to separate the Tov Vera, are going to undo the chet of Adam Rishon, the mixture of Tov Vera, very nice. But when you stop right there, so you build yourself back to the original world, but now what? You have to do something in the original world. Adam Rishon had a job to do in the original world before he was chayter. In other words, Adam Rishon was given a job to work, to live in the first world, in the world different Shechotah. But he never had a chance because that world got destroyed. And there was a recreated a new world, our world, mixed in with Tavara. So there's two tshuvas which you have to do. One tshuva we have to do first, correct your chet, in with Tavara. That is in your hand to do. That you are free to because we are a part of Adam Rishon, Atem Kirim Adam, and we are a part of that chet. And every person has been sent down into this Eloch Odam, She'eloh Mokom, She'eloh Sho. When Eov complained bitterly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come he gave me such a terrible tzoras? What did I do so terrible? And he complained, he didn't say, me was born a bad mazel and so on and so. So Hashem told him, Eifo Yisrael, Bavos the Oretz, do you know where you are in the part of Adam Rishon that you had sinned? Every one of us has to be a maimon, and that's reality, and this is the truth, that every one of us has been given a position to be mesakein the world, which we are all a partners in destroying it. We are all a part of Adam Rishon, and therefore everyone has been given a position. Some of us were in the stomach of Adam Rishon, so you have a problem with your stomach. Some of you were in the eyes of Adam Rishon, so you have issues with your eyes. Some of the message, that's what the Gemara says. Eifo Yisrael b'vos doras. So therefore, there is no room for a person complaining. Why do you have such a hardship, such a problem? So if you would have known where you're coming from, what your position is, you wouldn't complain at all. You wouldn't complain. You're only complaining because you don't know that you belong somewhere. Therefore, Eloh Chodom, She'eloh Mokom, Eloh Shul, Hashem placed us in the position, in the place where you are, in the time where you are, in the history where you are. And there you have to be mesakin inside. The tzaddik zok, if a person says, where is my position that I have to work on? So where your problems is. But the hardest things, the dinsyon inside, the weaknesses, there is that you have to be mesakin. And therefore, no person should be broken. How come I was born with such a bad midas? I was born such a not easy situation. I said, because there is no common taking. Therefore, that says, Le-Sachma, don't be jealous at anyone. I don't want to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has to be misaking this world in his position. I have to be misaking the world in my position. And I'm happy. I'm sameach with my chil that I'm misaking. Because it's a Leshom chil at Le-Olam Habo. Now, what is the Le-Olam Habo? The Olam Habo is getting back to Earth, the original world, Hashem Ach Lifnei Shechata. The world of Gan Eden, which all the Marishan had before he sinned, that you, wherever you look, you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Gantai Shleimus. That's the Olam Habo, that's the original world, but that world has been destroyed. And we now have an Olam Hazeh, which that was Hayim Haras Olam, that was created on Rosh Hashanah after the Chet of the Marishan. That's Hashem Ach Shechata, the Havai, the existence which came into his Ach Shechata. Now we have to be misakin, and this is our obligation to do tshuva. Now, after we were did tshuva, and we were misakin over Malchut, and that's what we are waiting for Mashiach. Why are we waiting for Mashiach? It's not enough just to fix. Let me give you my typical moshul. Here is a man who set up a beautiful factory, all computerized, the most sophisticated machineries, and is the highest production. Now somebody has to run this sophisticated factory. And he can't hire workers because they would have an interest. You need partners. So he says, whoever wants to be a partner in the production, we're going to share the dividends equally half and half. You have to operate the factory. And make sure don't destroy the factory. Nobody knows, don't play around. Follow the rules. You should, everything is planned, everything is designed to the highest production. Fine, produce it. And the man comes in and sees a beautiful setup factory, but becomes very nervous. Says, no, I want to understand how it works. And he messed up the factory. And the whole factory is now destroyed. All the programs have been totally modified and deviated, and it doesn't have production. Now he's a partner, but he can't produce. The factory is not running. So he goes back to the boss and says, well, first fix it. So he gave him a method how to fix the, how to cure the problems which he had done. So now what is his job? The first job is he has to fix the factory, he has to bring it back to the original position. He works very hard to undo the damage. But after the damage, he comes and says, okay, I finished. So what? Start working. Now start working. We didn't begin working yet. The real work, Shom Navotcho, when Mashiach will come, there will come the real work. We are now here to fix the factory. Hashem created a beautiful world, all ready to go. Or the Marishan saw, if the Marishan wouldn't have sinned, every move which he did, he would see the immediate production. The Ri HaKodesh says, if he would have waited 3 hours, and he wouldn't sin, it would be Shabbos. The production would be finished. The world was so complete, all he had to work the last 3 hours to make an Meir of Shabbos, the proper way, it would be Shabbos. It would be fulfill the purpose of Hashem would share the dividends already. What was the motivation? He destroyed the factory. And Hashem entered into a total new world. So now we find a messy world, and we have to fix it. That's our obligation. And just like the original world, which was impregnated, the Haras Olam of the Hashem Lifnei Shechata, the original world, was in Kofei Elul. And it took 6 days to develop the pregnancy on the world that completed. 6 days. So when other magician destroyed that world, and the world had been re-impregnated, reconceived, a new creation, Hashem Achshu Shechata, Hayom, Yom Zetchilas, a new world that we live, the world with Klipas Noiga, it takes again 6 days to develop it. And the 6 days of our 6,000 years. And we're already in process of 5,766 years in developing. And as we are in the final hours before Mashiach is coming, and Mashiach's coming is, now, when Mashiach will come, listen very carefully. Just like Odom Marishan came into the beautiful world in here 3 hours to complete his job, to get into Shabbos, we also have to have these 3 hours of the last 6,000, the last 1,000 year, to come in a beautiful and completed world, to God by Chad Shemen, you could care them. That is Hashemen Hashem Elokecha v'neshuva. You know, there's a machloikah, there's a vikuach, there's a kesef, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashemen Hashem Elokecha, bring us back when we're going to do tshuva. Chad Shemen, you could rejuvenate our days, could care them, like the first days, like all the Manishan's days. Hashem says, Shuva Elayim, Shuva Elechem, you first do tshuva to me, and then I'm going to turn back to you. And there's a lot of schmoozing, the chzidish is for him, there's a kiach, there's a kiach, there's a kiach, who should do who. But the ma'ai says, the both shittas, the both tainas, are divrei elokim chayim. The kiach is a taina to a kiach, the kiach is a taina to us. What is right? The answer is both of us right. Look, we could only fix this world. We cannot do the job which all the magician had to do before he sent, because we're not there yet. Mashiach is not here. We can't operate the factory. We are now in a, we are fixing the factory. Every tikkun oil we have to fix what we spoiled. So Shem says to us, we said to Shem, no, send Mashiach, we want to be in production. We have to, why are we waiting for Mashiach? Mashiach is going to bring us back to the original position as Odom Rishon was on Rosh Hashanah before the Chet. The world is ready to go. Odom Rishon had to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the world to his end production in a matzah fin HaGan Eden, in a matzah fin HaTikun Olam. There's no Ra, the Ra is outside of him. He sees Hashem, he knows Hashem, whatever he does, he sees Hashem. And there he was in a matzah Lo'ovdo u'l'shamrai. Today we're no way in a position like that. The factory is still not fixed, so we can't produce anything. So we, what are we doing today? Today we're fixing the world. Shuva, Hashem says to us, Shuva Olam. First you do tshuva to me, correct what you had spoiled. Then when tshuva lech, then I'm going to come back to you, I'm going to give you back the world which originally was created, the first world. So we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashemein Hashem Elokecha, we say Hashem, send us Mashiach, v'lo tshuva, Chad Hashemein Ike Kedem, give us back the original world, which was the original head before the chet, the Hashem lifnei shochoto, that's what we want to have back. So we have to understand clearly what we have to do tshuva. There's two levels of tshuva. The first level of tshuva is we have to do tshuva to correct the world. And that tshuva we do, that you're obligated to do. And with that you're not fulfilling yet the tachlis habriya. The tachlis habriya could only be after we had fixed the world. And we came back with the mission, that's when Mashiach will come. So therefore we mispar l'kosh b'ch ha-shchazireinu b'tshuva shleimu l'farecho. There's two levels in tshuva. Our tshuva which we are doing, l'sak, that's not a tshuva shleimu. It's only tshuva to fix the factory, but the factory is not in production. And the fact is going to go into total production at Shuvah Shleim, that only Kodesh Baruch Hu could ask. That's Mashiach, that you're waiting for Mashiach. And there's the mitzvah l'chakas l'Mashiach. Because if you think that you could accomplish the Tachlis Sabriya with your Shuvah, you're making a mistake. All you could do could be l'sak and olam b'macho shakai. And that's what Hashem says every Rosh Hashanah. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ibru l'fon amat am l'chuin alechem, make me back melech, bring me back the original world, chad shemeini kukedem, as Hashem Moloch Geyus Lovich was the first Rosh Hashanah. On Friday Hashem was Melech, totally Melech. Since then, unfortunately, after the Chet of Odom Rishon, we dethroned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We made HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, not Melech. So he lost his Malchus. So every Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers his first Rosh Hashanah, that partially had a beautiful world, and that Rosh Hashanah lost my world, Odom Rishon was Chayta, and I had to create a new world in that Rosh Hashanah. So Hashem asks, be mamlich me, reincarnate me as a king again, be mesakel the tikkun, and now we're going to be able to do it. Therefore there has to be a time, from the time for Mashiach is coming, and Chiyus HaMeisim, has to be a time until Shabbos, we should be able to complete the world. How much time? I don't know, but one thing, I could quote the Ramban. The Ramban is Shir HaShirim. There's Elef Lucho Shloima Umasayim Lenoitrim. Says an interesting Ramban that Elef Lucho Shloima, the last 1,000 year of Elef HaShishi, which is our Rosh Hashanah, is the 6,000, the last 1,000 year which we are in it. We are actually now in this Bein HaShmoshes in Odom Rishon, the last 3 hours. Look at the Ramban, Elef Lucho Shloima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shloima Shel Olam. The last 1,000 years is going to be the completion of the Tikkun HaOlam. Umosayim lenoitim, the last 200 years of the last 1,000 years will be given to Tchias HaMeisim lenoitim, noitim mitzasecho, those who watched your Torah. In other words, we are promised that we're going to have Tchias HaMeisim, because all our ovos, all the way back, They were misaken their part in the world, but they were not in production yet. Mashiach is not here, so it has to be Chris Mason before Shabbos, and this is a minimum of 200 years. The Rabbeinu Bechayai says, Rabbeinu Bachya says that Umusan 206 years has to be Chris Mason. Whatever that is, Umusan also Mekor. Where he quotes it. Now I can't make too much cheshbonos because we haven't got too much left time. All we left from the Erev Hashish, we have left 234 years, right? In the Gemara, so from Bias HaMashiach until Tirsa Meisen, going to be a minimum of 40 years. There's shit, 70 years, 300 years. Depends how Erev Hashish would come. But it will be minimum 40 years, so we'll be ready pretty much late in time. Mashiach has to come, wait 4 years until Tirsa Meisen. So we need 204 years. We don't have any more 204 years. We only have 234 years left in Erev Hashish. So they complicate the matter better. So there's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, the Medrash, that the world does not exist 6,000 years or 6,093. 6,093, so we have no cheshbonos. We got an extra bekshish, 93 more years. If you have corner. But this also, it's all chazal, Rambam, chazal, Medroshim. Now, we are mispaled. The same thing is, it's interesting that it's a meral. We know that we have Tarak Evrim and we have Tarak Mitzvahs. The Torah mitzvahs which you have today is only mesaking the world. It's not completing the world. The completion of the world will be only after Mashiach. All the Torah mitzvahs which we are producing today is not yet a production. The world is not in production yet. It's only the tikkun olam. So we wait for Mashiach, we should be able to do the same to Shem Nabat. Then we're going to be, Moisef or the Miklot. All the Shleimus HaMitzvah are going to be. And whatever I'm telling you now, by the way, I used to quote the Ari HaKodesh, and it was from my memory, but it's not a Rizal. I looked, I didn't find them, but then I found them from where I got them from. I got them from the Mittler Lubavitcher Rebbe, from Arash, the son of the Baal HaTanya. He brings it clearly. He's the Makor. I used to quote in the name of Ari HaKodesh, therefore I want to correct myself. Asher nimtzav ha'etzchem hayoim, hayem la'soysoy, mochon lekabel schoroy. Poshe pshatis, hayoim la'soysoy means, here we work, mochor. In the Gan Eden, Mashiach will come, it's not lekabel schoroy. Says the Marash, which is a good mekor for himself too, hayoim la'soysoy goes and Mashiach will be here. Atem nitzavim hayoim goes, Mashiach will zan, emes erosumai, hayim im kolis ishmoahem, means Mashiach is here. When will we be able to completely keep Tariag Mitzvah? B'Shleimus, as I've also mentioned, Mashiach will be here. Hayim goes to Mashiach. Hayim, the Mashiach will be here. Now, say, Shem Rabot, we've got to be able to do Mitzvah. Mochar is Shabbos, the Kabbalah Schorai. Mamashvitin. And this whole concept is a Rashi Mefurish. I don't know if I ever bothered you, me used to bother the Rashi Beselach. Okay? And here I'm giving a gdoma la gdoma. We have two parshas. We speak many times of them. Shema v'hoim, Shema v'hafto. Kabbalis oil machu shema. This one parsha. The second parsha, hoim tishma mitzvoy say, shenach mitzav eschem hayoim, lahav es shema. Okay, kol ov yuchol avavka, v'chulu v'chulu. Satiz gishmech on the second parsha, yeah? If you look at the first parsha, how does the first parsha mechayev you? Shema v'hoim im shemoya. First parsha, Bahav Hashem Elokecho, love Hashem, b'chol levavcha, with both of your hearts. Doesn't matter if you have Yetzer Tov or Yetzer Hara, doesn't matter how far you've gone, love Hashem. Chol nafshecho, afilu noitel snafshecho, in a matzav in a holocaust, you're dead, you're sick. Love Hashem, be mekabel amecha shemayim. B'chol meidecho, with all your possession, no matter what financial situation is, Tovaracha, b'chol meidecho, chol midah shemoydelach, no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures up to you, have a moideloy, moid moid. Thank you very, very much. That is called Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. Anything less, you were not Mekabbalah Machu Shemayim. You didn't accept it as you were. If a Yid Vetzog, this Aloha Lemaisa, Hashem, I appreciate very much you do all the tzuris. Thank you very much for 99% of all my problems. One thing I can thank you, except because I have no choice, you are Poyrek Ol Machu Shemayim. B'chol, b'chol, b'chol. This is called Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. And what's the Torah? Listen carefully. This should be on your heart. You have to have it. It's going to be You have to have it, and if you don't have it, you don't have it. There's no excuse. And if you don't accept this, you are not Mamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're far away from Tikkun Olam. You're not waiting for Mashiach. Because Mashiach is, we make Hashem one. What does we want? That we all accept you. We're not two. People think Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, there's no two gods. It's a big mistake. There's Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, there's no two, there's no you and me. I'm a fully acceptancy. Because if there is something which I can't accept with love, with appreciation, there's two. There's Hashem and there's a me. There's Hashem and there's a me. I had not accepted you. When you say Hashem Echad means I accept you and I thank you. Soon we're going to meet Hashem. If I don't come to it, remind me, how can we ask from every person thank Hashem wholeheartedly of every tzorah which you have? And anything less, you're not Mamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not Mamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu means Hashem, that's not Mashiach. Hashem is a whole blessed Mashiach, Molocho, Oresh, and the whole world will accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's meant is, Voy Hashem LeMelech HaKol Oresh. Who made the Melech? Me and you and you and you. Every one of you, you accepted your life. Everything which Hashem done to you, you made Hashem Melech. And what's happening? That is Mashiach. Mashiach is now only we're going to start to do Hashem Navotcho, love of the Hashem. We came back to the Hashem, to the first world. We're going to be able, and this is the whole Yad Vodim. In every situation you could do it. That Hashem is waiting for us. You could complete, and I'm saying here a word you may not understand now, but later on I say, you could only do it now. When Mashiach will be here, he cannot do it anymore. There's no Kabbalah so Machashma Mashiach is here. Eme Kabbalim Gerim, Moisa Mashiach. The Mala Oda says there's no questions. Of course Hashem is one. When you see clearly, the Gemara, Hashem will be one, then his name will be one. Fake the Gemara. Today he's not one. And I said, well, no, today he's also one, but loike moshu nikra nichtev. Not the way it's written, we call him. It's written Havaya, and we call him Avner. And today we say, on dvorim tovim, tovim meitiv, on good things say, thank Hashem, tovim meitiv, on bad things we say, dynamis. But we are mahu, Yeshem echad, we're only tovim meitiv, we're not going to see anything bad. Everything is good. If anything is good, this is to me kabbal, this is yuka kabbal, so mach shumayim. How me kabbal and mach shumayim? How do you accept me? V'chol evov, v'chol nafshu, afinu noit, v'chol nafshu, v'chol mitu bidu shumayidu lo. Mashiach is everything is good, means to say, and I'm saying it very confidently, the boy say, today is the last season of kabbal and so mach shumayim. Because when Mashiach will be here, there is no kabbal and so mach shumayim. Ein me kabbal and geirin v'moisa Mashiach. There's no reason to be me kabbal, of course you're there. So only now, this is the third, this has to be in your heart, because it's only waiting on you. And Vishnan Torah Vorecho, you have to give it further to your Talmidim, Shetz Chazal Tishnan, I mean Talmidim, not children, because not everyone has children. When a person walks around with a tafkid, that I have to be Mamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, under all circumstances, you could do it b'simcha v'hafta, because the worst circumstances, you more your Mamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, automatically you radiate it. This is what Shenamta Levonecho, you should teach it to you, Talmidim, wherever you go, you express it. You have never a problem with it. Whatever people say, how you make kabbalah yisurim b'ha v'chul v'chul v'kshalt ma'asinach. This is kabbalas oil machus shemaim. Zogat v'hoi yadvur v'yel v'afchem. Okay. Now comes the second parsha in parsha Sekev. After kiblu malchusi, now kibli toyre oil toyre mitzvahs. Nete mekabel toyre mitzvah. Tishma mitzvah yisai. להב השם אלוקיכם, לעובדו בכל לבבכם, ורואים תשמוע 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 ישראל, שנוכם צווה אסכם היום, להב השם אלוקיכם, לעובדו בכל לבבכם. When can you fulfill the mitzvah בשלימוס? Only when, נסעתי את מתאר ארצכם, it's going to be good, it's going to be time, משיח. When things are good, when things are not good, you can't do the mitzvah בשלימוס, it's failed. You haven't got the ability. So if Tishma Mitzvah is Sashnach Mitzvah Eschemayim, you're going to bring Mashiach, you're going to Kabbalah Makkah Shemayim, then I'm going to give you Torah Mitzvah. When the Satan Tarat Sachem be Torah Makkah, when the Satan is with Sotah, everything should. But be very careful. Other Marishan had it. He had a good world. La'ovda L'shamra, other Marishan didn't have to be Mekabbalah Makkah Shemayim. So Kodesh Baruch all over. He was ready into Torah Mitzvah, he was into production. What did he do? He sinned. You have the same problem. Mashiach will be, now the first time you could do Torah mitzvahs, you will have the same temptation as other wishing to sin. To prove this point, that in Parsha Sitzomi, which we read always the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we're feeling the Parsha in Tshuva, four levels of Tshuva. Hashem Yisrael Lech B'chol HaGoyim, now, V'shavta Ad Hashem Elkech is a high Tshuva, V'shav Hashem Yishuvu Zchur Hashem will complete your Tshuva, and finally, Mol Hashem Yisrael Kol Zav Zarach Uzog the Ramban, you're going to circumcise this Od Lav Slavavchem, you're going to become Od Rishim before the Chet. That's Mashiach. And after everything, we did all the Hatzuch Nachum Al Pashka Mitzvah, Zav Hashem Tzave Eschem, that's Mitzvah in Tshuva, Zog the Ramban. And all of a sudden, Hashem said, "Do you see B'chaim? B'chaim, 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 B'chaim." Mashiach should do. We worked, we struggled already. You're coming back to square one. You're coming back to other Marishan's position. Other Marishan had it, and he sinned. You may work very v'zoicha for Mashiach and Tishmer Mitzvoisai, and one Mashiach is here. So the Torah, I'm warning you. You're going to do the same chetah for the Marishan. Now, why are we not going into it? We haven't got time for that. What was the cheshma for the Marishan? Why will we be tempted? But you will have the same temptation as what the Marishan has. Or the Marishan was choyte. He was in the Gan Eden. He was in the world of Hashem Lifnei Shechoto. What did he miss? No, if you think of it, what did he miss? Hashem, you're not giving me opportunity to recover all Malchus Shemayim. I have told you, mitzvahs, I have abundance, I could do that. The fact is, no, but I will recover Malchus Shemayim. That's what he missed. And he was choyte, the Sassem, because I have a lishma. He had many good cheshboines, but this was still a chet. We will have the same temptations of the chetah for the magician after Mashiach is saved. You're going to look back for nostalgia for today. Because today, let me tell you, I'm just sidetracking. If a person, I will give you two people. A person was born all too good. He was born by Ariya Kodosh, he was raised by Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a copy of Akiva Egen, the smod of the Imre Emes, he had a richest koirach, he had detailed mitzvahs 100%. 100%. But he couldn't be Kabbalah Makkah Shemayim because he never had any problems. He's delivering production 100%. But he's not going to Malchus Shemayim. And he's a Jew like anyone sitting here. With troubles, with Yetzer Hara, b'chol levav chushne yitzrech, b'chol nafshecho, you're not healthy, b'chol nafshecho, you're depressed, b'chol medecho, you have a problem, you have a wife, you have children, you have problems with tzuras, and you can't keep Torah mitzvahs. But you go around 24 hours, thank you, Hashem, I'm a kabbal you, mamlech ol machu shemayim, and you misakna ol machu shad, you're bringing back Hashem to the world, Hashem l'melech ha'kol oret. Who do you want to be? Tell me you. Who is accomplishing more? Torah mitzvahs, fine, Hashem gave me Torah mitzvahs, I should be in the head of the olam habo. I'd make him erev Shabbos, but we did not have Kodesh Baruch, where is chesed? Do chesed. If I could do chesed for a Kodesh Baruch, mach toch melech? You'll be surprised. You're not going to see in the Torah of Rome of Yidu Kashim Torah Mitzvah special. Except Chesed Nefesh Asher Sibuchonen. On Kabbalah Samach Shumayim. You know, Torah Mitzvah is to see in Torah of Noach. Noach is Tzadik Tom of Droysov. Gavaldi, Chanoch is Amikub, Vet Maluch Metat. Gavaldi, Torah Mifrit in Himmel. None of them were Mekabbalah Samach Shumayim. They were not Mesakim. Oh, from the only thing which he did was Mekabbalah Samach Shumayim. He was the first one called Odon. It was in the Mile of Avraham Avinu. I saw him in Israel since Nasa Avraham Avinu. Oh, my beloved. I said, thank you. Went to the Kibshanei, so I got Surah, so I got problem. The Torah does not emphasize any godless of Avraham Avinu in Torah Mitzvah. So it emphasizes he was mekabel ol machushmam is a ben tera choyved avay dezore in was yisurim in yisurim asore nishay this is not avramavim on the kulam this is avramavim this is chesed she mischasad im koinoi this is chesed. At the same time in Noach and avramavim lived Noach tzadik tomid the tere mitzvah tomid but he nish mekabel ol machushmam es gebrim ben Noach he nish mesakar machushmam he has no oilam habo. He has a mabo in the 6,000 years, we're not going to go into. But he has no Shabbos. He has not a Shabbos for him. So here's the tzaddik Tomim, he does everything perfect. But not Mekabel. Yochal Noach, Eish Adama. Why? He was a tzaddik. I didn't believe he could do it. And Avraham Avinu was not concerned. How could I do chesed with Hashem? Hashem, I call you Adon. When anything happened, he cried, Hashem is Adon Shel Olam. His Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu, where he, because of Avraham Avinu, that's Midas HaChesed. So when Tishma and Tzvoy says, so we ask him, what is that? He says, what is the temptation? That was the Odomarishin temptation. He says, fine. He gave me a nice factory, everything. What is it? It's fine. It's, what did I do here? Can I do something for you, Hashem? Tell your mitzvahs I'm doing for me. I make my Shabbos, my pleasure, which I have for Kodesh Baruch Hu. But can I be mamlech you? In Odomarishin looks, he knew Midrash from beginning of generation to the end of generation. He was jealous at us that you were living in such a thing. We imka klippers and klippers and noiga for everything. That's what I want. I want to be mamloch HaKodesh Baruch Hu. I don't want to be a taker. I want to be a giver. Can I give something for HaKodesh Baruch Hu? That tempted him. That was the Zayir Lishma. It's again Achet. But he produced it, and we are here now. So Mashiach will come. We will have everything, but we're going to miss. How can I be? Let me give you a little story. There's a Yid, there was a Lubavitch in Mashpeh, and a great man, a man of Futterpass. I knew him. He's not here for Russland, again, I know for the Lubavitch in Mashpeh, for the Alte Dornach. He was a big, big man. He was a Mamish Oivet Hashem from the Alte Chabadnik in Gresen. And for getroffen, he was in Galgen in Siberia together with Yid and Selvetsch, not by the Lemsha, but Chaim El Kahane, he had a vision of Chusset, in Shenovitz, and he was Galgen geworden by the Russen in Siberia. And they were both in Siberia, again, a vision of Chusset, and again, a Lubavitch of Chusset, and they were very friends, they were very close, and in Siberia, and those and those. And Chaim El came out the first, it was Mamush, the first one who came out, Mrs. Roosevelt and Khrushchev was here 45 years ago, so Mrs. Roosevelt personally intervened by Khrushchev to let Chaim Meir Kahane out because he had only Ben Yochud, which was in Eretz Yisrael, and he let him out. He was one of the first ones who came out, and he brought out the whole idea. I went to Russia 40 years ago. 40 years ago, I went to Russia. Pashis are going to be 40 years. I went to Russia because of sending packages, which was all done by this Chaim Meir Kahane. He was very active in the Russian those all the time. So he was in the late time, 20 years later, when the Futterfass came out. When they met in Eretz Yisrael, so the man of Futterfass asked him, Chaim Meir, Chaim Meir, do you remember when we worked in Siberia in the forest, cutting trees, cutting wood, and Sikimes Mamilcha, and we were taking turns first? I was hiding underneath the tree and you watched for me that the Charlie shouldn't see me cheating and that I'm not there. But Rank Khatamicha in 2-3 minutes, Golabul Dana Mincha. And then you went to them and I watched for you, and then Charlie saw us. We got the pet when Khab getting clap. So the man of foot were asking Khab, do you remember those minchas? Oh, Sikhidankas, oh you remember that the Khamai tell me the truth. Did you ever sell the time in a mincha? Even your keeper by the koisul. Erwin Kippur, but this Minchas in Siberia, when we had clapped, we said, oi, ich denke sich noch jene Minchas, I'm looking back nostalgic for those Minchas. That tells the story. Mashiach will be here. Mashiach said, gonna be Tikkun Olam. We're gonna be Tikkun Olam, 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 we're gonna look back with nostalgia. Here you're producing, here you're accomplishing, here you're achieving, here you're doing something. Of course, Hashem giving a golden platter, Gan Eden, you're going to have everything. Why not? You have Moshe Rabbeinu next year, you have a mitzvah Yanko, it's Chis HaMeisim, so you're doing Torah mitzvahs. What's the steel of the Rebbe Yishlod? It's not so physical. That is chet. That is a chet.
That is a
chet. That is a chet. That is a chet. That is a chet. And now we have to show the Hashem, thank you, he gave us a job to do, and now we're fixing it. We are Odom. We are Odom. Job here. There's a time she goes for Eev. And Eev complained. Eev for Yisu, but false doors. Very complained. You know who you were in Odom Erishin? You are the McCarthy. Your question was once. Somebody asked me the question, your question. So it's my fault that Odom Erishin sinned. I have to pay the price for that. So my tariff for that is very poshut. And Odom is a king. And there was a ganav. And he stole the treasure of the king. He really stole the treasure of the king. He gambled it. So then he died, he gave it to his children, his grandchildren, grandchildren. And that was I auctioned the treasure of the king. All of a sudden the police comes and they get a gun and they take me to the prison, they start hitting me, give me back the treasure. It was, oh my God, what do you want? Go to the cemetery, go to my grandfather. But you hold the Geneva, you have it in your hand. Whatever other munition cost, we have it, and we could fix it, we could give it back. But you could give it back, that's the chesed which you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melachos Hashem. So therefore, how much Hashem wants me back, this is the amina which you have to know. Kabbalah's oil machos shema means, what's Kabbalah's oil? Life is an oil. Life is a yoke. I didn't have to come down, but kol chuchat chai. You came down here, Hashem put a peckle on you. He gave you parents which you didn't want, gave you the wife which you didn't want, gave you the children which you didn't want, gave you the life which you don't want, struggles with the Yetzer Hara. It's all. What is totally gave Hashem to all is good for a person carries to all five, because this all which Hashem gives you, this is what you have to give back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to mekabel all Nachus Shema. This is my Kabbalah. To know that I'm giving back the Geneva which I hold, my take, only I could be misacting this. And I have to give it back. I'm undoing the damage. This is the ticket for other Mishnah's head, which I have, and I'm going to sack him. Therefore, Tavli gave us a million of this man, Kabbalah, some Machash Shemaim. And this is only today we could do it before Mashiach comes. And we didn't tell you, Hoyat for him, Eilal of Avchot. This should be. But when it comes to Mashiach, come to Tishma Mitzvah, Yisash Nechem Tzav Eschem Hayoyim. That Mashiach will be Lahavash. So now Lahavash Melkechem and Shazhulu. So you show the Chapa, if you don't want to see again, you don't go back to the old thing. How does it claim? You're not going to be able to do the mitzvahs. The sometimes the word I ale alle vavchem and alle vavchem. Don't say, Vahoy, you're going to be able to do the vavchem. In the first part, she says, Vahoy, it's over to the sometime. Zog Trashe. You remember Trashe is to the sometime? The Rashe always bothered me. The sometime is what? Afla achar shetiglu, after you go to Golas, like today, hayim mitzionim b'mitzvahs, making some signs. You're not really producing mitzvahs, you're not in production now, but it's a tzion. Shenichu tzilin, asim ezizos, kide shuliyeh lahem chudoshim keshetachzuru. It shouldn't be strange when you come and Shiach is going to be here. Zog do the Torah klor, at the whole Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. It's not for productivity because Mashiach is not even done produced yet. The factory is not put together. But when Mashiach will come, then we'll start Mashiach Kerentin. Hayom laso isa mitzvah Mashiach, then we've got to be able to do. But if I'm honest, I don't know what to do, what will he do? So therefore, the more mitzvahs you do today, we're only practicing mitzvahs today, what we're going to do when Mashiach will come. But the production of mitzvahs is going to be then. It came to us. We have two levels of tshuvas. The first level of tshuva is after the tshuva misakin the tikkun olam now. And grab mitzvahs, learn that this is so important to learn to learn korma oil kir hikri voila. What are you talking about? Even tefillin is not the original tefillin. The tefillin of today is not the tefillin of Mashiach will come. The tefillin of Tzionim sometimes, Shiloh is strange. The production of tefillin really will come into existence when Mashiach will be here. But I don't know what tefillin is, so I not feel. Therefore, it's important to learn kol chelkei Torah. Even the most non-relevant halachas is you have to learn now and yearn for that. Because how much Torah will you get? How much mitzvahs will you get from Mashiach will be to actually to do how much you wanted today? Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The schar which you're going to get from mitzvahs doing today, you're going to get the productive mitzvah then. What is mekayim? But it's different production. It's a mitzvah. But what mitzvah? It's a mitzvah almost like a chinuch. A child is also mekayim mitzvah when you're putting a chinuch with his akotin. But it's not the same mitzvah as a godel. The production of the mitzvah will really only be a Mashiach will come. Therefore, tchir sameisim has to be for everyone because they all produce the mitzvah, schar mitzvah. But that's in shat from a rash. Anyway, this, so we have to do our tshuva first to be mesakin olam.
I understand that what was
That all the different mitzvahs the Rambam says lachakas for Mashiach, yearn for Mashiach, because then we're going to go into production. Then we're going to be other mitzvahs before the chet. Hashem lifnei shechato, then we're going to production. V'nichei beGan Eden lo avdo l'shamra. So tarket the marash dot. Only other mitzvahs before the chet was capable to do tarek mitzvahs as it should be, because Hashem is in full production. So we have to do first tshuva to come back to the production purpose, and then we're going to be able to do it. So after the wandering tshuva, I'm yearning to come back to be able. In terms of the Rambam, this is actually that the whole thing which you're waiting for Mashiach is you're not to have good times, to get trouble. So there's two levels of tshuvas. There's a tshuva which you have to do tshuva in this world, which is in our hands. That means two levels. One thing which is in real production in this world is Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. That production will not exist in Mashiach Hasidim. Hem Kabbalah Gemel, why is it Mashiach? There's no Kabbalah Samach, everything is dead. All the mission didn't have it. The second, what we have to do, Tshuva, we have to practice Torah Mitzvah. So you don't ask for Hashem, you gave us Torah Mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos. And what will be my tainik that I'm prepared? What will be that prepared? My Torah Mitzvahs. But today I can't even do the Torah Mitzvahs. I could make the preparation. Preparation, all the sometimes, Simon Lechem Tzioin, the Sechazal, which Rasha brings down. Today the Mitzvahs are Tzioinim, Shetigris, being Golos, Shalai Chudosh, Mashiach will come. It shouldn't be strange for you. So, but everything which you learn in practicing, the Mashiach will come. And therefore, when you see, Rav Chaim Kinev, Keshem Yar, Chimov, Veshaloi Sof, when he sits and learns Hilchas Egla Rufa with the same Iyum, with the same devotion as you learn Hilchas Mitzvah. No, he's the only Tegla Rufa. Mashiach will come with the Moises and the Ori Mikla. The Tariq Mitzvah is the Sechelik of the Chonav of Shabbos. Today we are making to have Shabbos. We all making that Yishmei. It's a push it to Moshe, just like a whole week is a Mitzvah. Zoch HaSem is Shabbos. Every day put away something for Shabbos, right? Every day. You buy a fish, you buy a steak, you buy things. But only the Erev Shabbos comes, then you cook it. Mashiach will say, then you're really preparing it. We all make it for that Shabbos. So there's two levels of tshuvas. One level of tshuva which actually you have to do tshuva Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. That is production today. The second is preparing the production of Mashiach will come.
So when they ended Eretz Yisrael, they did all those mitzvahs and they had Gemara Arufa and had everything.
By the way, if we wouldn't be Machlev of the Beis HaMikdash, that's a Shlomo Melech's mistake. It was very complete. He taught his Mashiach. That's a Shlomo Melech. We were very complete on the morale. It was the closest time to Mashiach because because Hashem wanted we should struggle today. We should be today. But anyway, now let's go back to our point. Today,
it was still the actual mitzvah then? It was still training?
Absolutely. It was still training. It wasn't Bishleimus. Didn't you see it? Look in Tanakh what happened. Even Shlomo Melech, he took Slavova, and then with the Basparoi, and after that, he Rav and Benavot, and all Malcha, it was gefailed. We don't even understand what's gefailed. So what was gefailed?
Even the short time when everything was good, when the Shlomo
was here. That short time made Shlomo Melech a mistake, that he thought that he's Mashiach. And therefore he married 1,000 wives, because he wanted to be Koivish Kala Oilem, we took Basparoi to be Koivish the Klipper, because he thought already he's Mashiach, we're ready in production. But the Maestro wasn't. But that's not our subject now. Now we're going back to our subject. We are Mispalah, Hazrein Vichuva Shleimel of Alecha. Hashem says to us, we say, Shavain Hashem Elokecha V'Neshu, bring us back, bring Mashiach, we're going to make you. So they don't know. First you have to Shuva La, you do your Shuva. First you have to do Shuva in Hashem Acha Shechot in your world. And then, I could give you back. So both of them are right. We are right and Hashem is right. First you have to do Shuva here. And then we do. Now, the Shuva that you're doing here, you know, there's a Rambam at the Rekestad, the other Chazok of the Rambam, in Ishka Misa Sefer, in Ishka Shkofa Sefer. They say, Trozi, Lil Musa, in Yishkofa, there, it's a Locha Sefer. There's Hilchus Matza, Hilchus Chometza Matza, there's Hilchus Shefer, there's Hilchus Sukkah, there's Hilchus Tshuva. There's Hilchus Tshuva. And just like if somebody in the Hilchus Matza, In order to make a mitzvah matzah, you have to eat a kazayis matzah. And if you eat a chotzer kazayis, it's a chotzer shir, you're not fulfilled your mitzvah matzah. In Hilchos Sukkah, there has to be asorot tfochem goiva, and if it's a chamisha tfochem, it's not a sukkah, it's a posel sukkah, we're not yotze. That's Hilchos Tshuva. And Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam Tzarekish, the same prokem, there's 10 prokem in Hilchos Tshuva, which is all the relevant lalocha. And zok the Rambam in alocha base. Now, just like the Rambam zok that is alocha, bus mein tshuva, a tshuva shleimu, a tshuva from outside, and if we don't do it, it's a chotzi jab, it's a chotzi shir. And just like any other mitzvah, it's a chotzi shir, it's mini shioitze, in tshuva. Zok the Rambam, mayu a tshuva, bus mein tshuva. Bus mit alocha die optaich, fin a tshuva shleimu mitzidei mitzvizem, mayu a tshuva, shiazem a choyte chetoi, leave behind the head. We see him in Machshavtoi that it should be out of your mind. The Yigmoy Belimoy should I say oit. You should definitely commit yourself never ever gonna do it again. Shnevi Yazav Roshadarkai. You're never gonna do it again. You should regret what you had done. Like you lost the biggest business deal. You made $1 million opportunity, you lost it. Regret him. The Yoyid all of Yodea Talumois, Hashem, which knows all the hidden things, past, existence, and future, should testify. Yoyid all of the Talumois, Shlo Yoshim Lezeh Chet LoOilam, never going to go back to this Chet forever. Shneva Volnei Neimar Oyd Alkir Mas Yodeinu, with Shorach Sravus Vachulu Vachulu. Zog the Rambam. Talocha diga gdoref in tshuva is hara de yoyid olav yodea teluma shol yoshiv lechetoi oid. It's not going to turn him ever back to Yisraelim. No, first has the edus. Yoyid. Every edus has to be a gvius edus. It's ox edus, I have to be goyv edus. How do you expect Hashem should testify for you that you did such a sincere tshuva that I irzug did that you're never going to do this chet again? When I myself cannot give this edus on myself. I cried last year again, Kippur. I said, Al Chet last year. And I did the same thing this year again. We cried weiter. We weint noch einmal. We klapp noch einmal Al Chet. And I know next year, we noch einmal klein, we noch einmal klapp mal Al Chet. So I expect the Kush Bach with the Talibas. Das ist schon ein Megiddo Seife der Rambam, ja, doch es ist ja Loche. Sog der Rambam, Pinto, so, if you're gonna take a Matze, das ist nicht alles gehalten, a Loche, die gibt nicht kein Matze, a Sike, nicht kein Sike, das ist nicht kein Schive. And we have to do tshuva. And there is a sort of temprokem in tshuva. How is Yodea Tehlum Shal Yoshem? Who could say such a thing? Yodea Tehlum Shal Yoshem is a chetoy. This kasha is the Pnei Menachem. Now, in Pnei Menachem, we get it, but the same kasha. It's a halucha. And you can't have a chutz shir in tshuva, chutz shir in nishka d'raise, nishka d'raise, nishka d'raise, nishka d'raise. So the answer is, the tenet is, this is something which is so true, and this is something which you could accomplish. And that would be a day of death telling us, and everyone will know. The tendency of a chet is, no person makes a shame yuchad are going to be a chet. Nobody wants to be a chet, especially the first time. All of us on chas v'sholom, it's already got a hold of you, and you fell in. Attempted you, Nechtes Beriach Shtus, and you went to Chas V'Shalom, a big chet, a terrible chet. How do you feel after that chet? Terrible. You're devastated. Shem Malem Charitas. You're full of charotah. You can't forgive yourself. How did I do such a stupid thing? That's normal. Unfortunately, now you could take that charotah, that pain, and do such a tshuva that you're going to run away, that you should never fall again through this chet. But if you don't do a tshuva shleima, you're not riyazov rosh darko, you're not misnachem, you're not riyaz, the Rambam said, then you are going to have a second trap. The second time that you're going to fall you to again, much easier than the first time, and you're not going to feel so bad the second time as you felt the first time. And if you don't do tshuva again, as the Rambam says, misnachem, so and so, riyazov, then easier we're going to do it the third time, and the third time we're going to even regret it less. Until over Vishana, Nasala Chahatur. When a man's behavior, that he's in repeated pattern of chet, to the point that every time when he falls, it hurts him less, it shows he never did tshuva from the first chet. What is the edus that Hashem testifies that he did tshuva the first pav chet? That he, no person could be accused. Why did he hurt? You're a human being. What's the tshuva? That once you fell to the first time, you feel terrible. When you fall down the second time, and you will fall down the second time, you feel worse than you felt the first time. Not less. That shows that you did tshuva the first time. If the second time becomes like the first time, the third time becomes nachmulad, ma'ave risha risha. That every time when you repeat the chet, it becomes just as painful, if not even more than the first time, means that the second chet wasn't the result of the first chet. The first chet was mitukan to prove it, because when you fell through the second time, you fell through the same basis as the first time. Unfortunately, you fell through, but it's not nasa like a heter. I'm not talking here madregas, because if you have to be very practical, you have to take it to me. What's my chin? How is Hashem testifying to me that you did proper tshuva on a chet? The answer is, how do you feel the second time when you made the same chet? If you feel less troubled the second time, means the first time caused the second time, you never did tshuva on the first time. But zok nish the Rambam. I see a chet you could do the second time too, the third time too. But why not? If the yitzhar was stronger than the first time, why can't you make it the second time just as well? But the original chet is totally disconnected. That the second time is again a first time. And I add to it, and I think I'm right. Usually the chazal, when a person doesn't do tshuva, is every time, the second time is less, the third time is even less, the fourth time even less, over shovashan, now so like a chet that you don't even feel guilty about it. That shows that the first chet you never did tshuva properly, because it went down. Not only the second time you feel as bad as the first time, the tenth time you feel as bad as the first and second, third time. The proper edus is that the second time you feel worse than you felt the first time. Which is quite a negative logic. How do you understand this? And explain it to you, and you should disagree with me. Take a person, chas v'sholem, accidentally, he fell in, he became an alcoholic. He became a drug addict. He was in pain, he went through a certain season, he was given painkillers, and he got drugged up, and he felt good, and he got addicted to drugs. And before he looks around, he's a drug addict. Period. Unfortunately. There's alcoholics like that, people are in soda, they drink, and all of a sudden he's an alcoholic, he can't get away. So he feels terrible about it. It destroys everything. So he goes to rehabilitation, goes to AA meetings and everything, spends an enormous amount of money to go to rehabilitation. And finally, Baruch Hashem, he got out, he did tshuva. He came out of his addiction. He came out from his addiction. He spent an enormous amount of money. I know a case, a real, real, real Hasidic Shiite, who became an alcoholic. A fine chosh of a person, became a deep alcoholic. And it was destroying the rest of your family, everything, and he went through a whole month program which cost an enormous amount of money. Enormous amount of money. And the day when he was released, going home, he stopped in the first bar and he drank. He went through. Means he never did tshuva. The rotzim was never there to begin with. So, but let's take this person, if he's an alcoholic, he's not Maroshtus, he did a terrible sin. And he did tshuva, and it hurted him very much. And he came out of his alcoholism and became sober. And he was sober for 10 years. And after 10 years, he fell in again. When is he more devastated? When he fell in the second time? He fell in the first time. He fell in the second time. I had tasted the chet, and I know what it cost to get out. And now I wasted it again. He's much more at pain the second time than the first time. That's exactly what we're talking. A chet could be an addiction. The first time, everybody understands. What is in tshuva? Cut off the addiction. Become sober. How do you become sober? That you've hurted the second time. It hurts you more than even the first time. You can't excuse it. That means you disconnected the first time you got sober. Tshuva means become sober for new chet. Get out of you yetzer hara. This is your inner unity. This is the Hashem shows to you. You can't deny it. Yes, it could be choyt again and again, but the question is, how do you feel the second, third time? Now, to be practical, we have a seris from a tshuva. Why is there 10 days of tshuva? Nevamakem, korosicho, ko, which brings in the chassidish sforim, Balataja brings it down, there's 10 mamakim, there's 10 levels of oimek in a person. There's 10 levels of oimek, of depth, to understand the thing. And to do tshuva, you need das, you need secher. They're always regrets. Why don't they do tshuva? They don't put the seichel to it. Nechus b'ruach shtus, and remain with the stupidity, they stay stupid. To do tshuva, you need bina. Tshuva is your love, and bina, you need seichel. And therefore, whenever there is seichel, when you put in, you understand the situation, since there is 10 oimeks, 10 mamakim, 10 depths in a person's mind, I'm calling out from every oimek, from every level of oimek, I'm krizat. It could be, that's the seris ha-metshuva, that's the seris ha-metshuva, that's the seris ha-metshuva, to every oimek you come out to so and so. And Yom Kippur is the 10th oimek, is the deepest oimek, where we mamrach ha-kodesh bochu, Hashem hu elokim, Hashem elokim 7 times, and we talk to mivat ourselves, and then to ribi chol ha-bekibi, how sota is gumat yashin, samach dalet, yom yitzori v'loy echo, there's one day in a year, there's no yitzora, that you could feel a taste of David HaMelech, ribi chol ha-bekibi, that the deepest oimek you would did tshuva, you regret it, the deepest oimek, that's Yom Kippur. There's no satan, there's no yetzer in Yom Kippur, but obviously people do have yetzer because they didn't do the tshuva as they should be. They didn't cut themselves off. So therefore every day so for Seder Simchi, you have to go higher and higher and higher. Now, this is what I'm saying, you don't have to accept, could be very well, this is the Rambam, why the Rambam put in a 10 prokem hilchos tshuva. Because there is 10 levels. Now, Yom Kippur is the highest level, and let's learn a little bit a very interesting Rambam of the 10th Perek of the Rambam. And this is the most, that's actually, I brought out a very beautiful Sfasemes. The idea, Hashem testifies, how does it testify? That when a person does the 10th time the sin, he feels as painful as the first time, as guilty as the first time. Shows that the 10th time is also the first time. You never have a victim, Mr. Angerfeld. But you're not a victim of the past chet. You disconnect from the past chet. Because if you would still continue past chet, you would be less. Now, how can you really feel the 10th time you make the same chet, even a greater pain, or the same pain as the first time? Because, let me give you an example. When a person went against his father, he hurted his father very much. He stole money from his father. He's very embarrassed. When he comes to his father, he's crying to him, forgive me, and the father forgave him, and the father takes him, he loves him, he gives him, showers him with goodness and so and so. And then got the nochmul gedamret. After the father gave him all this love, I forgave you everything enough. So there's a reason why the second time you should be even more hurt than the first time. Because the first time, okay, I was innocent. But after that, the father was so good to you. And you gambled 5 times already, and every time your father is even better and better. Everything moichel for you, totally, completely for you. So you can't forgive yourself. How could I do it for this father? 10 times I was so much moichel gewesen, like it never happened before. And I'm still going back to that. Comes out only when you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a hava, with love, only then you could do proper tshuva. Kabbalah Samach Hashma means that you know you deserve it, you accept everything Hashem is doing, Havas Hashem. And therefore, Mitzvah Havas Hashem Zog Darama Mehilkos Yisrael Teir is the second prayer that can Hilkos Yisrael Teir. And I just quote you the Rambam. The Mitzvah Havas Hashem Alekecho, love Hashem, with the Rambam Azoi. Hilchus Ahavas Hashem, the mitzvah, Hoye Tishma mitzvah is Lahavo es Hashem Elokechem, Lo'ov de Bechol Levavchem, Bechol Levavchem, the mitzvah Ahavas Hashem, Lahavo Hashem Elokechem. How do you fulfill that mitzvah Ahavas Hashem? Zog der Rambam Azoi, in Perek Shein Hilchus Azoi Yotoyer. Hakel HaNichbot V'Anoyre Hazeh, Hakel HaNichbot, the respectful Hashem, V'Anoyre the fearful Hashem, which you respect. Mitzvah Lahavo, it's a mitzvah to love him. Willi Yiro, he said to Rav, Shnei Mehav Tashem Elokecho, Benei Mehav Tashem Elokecho, Veheichu Derech Lavosai Yirosai. How is the Derech to love him? So she's boinen, zog the Rambam. B'shul she's boinen o'odem. You need das, you need seichel. She's boinen o'odem b'masof. What Hashem is doing, brua, what he created, hanifloy magdoilim, the whole world. V'yiremen chochmos she'ela erach. See the great chochmos, kulam b'chochmos sisa. The unbelievable chochmos Hashem invested in the world. V'lekevim v'chulo. There's no end to the Chom Hashem. Miyad hu oil mishabeach u'mefayr mis'avet tavak doyle leid Hashem agol. You want to know Hashem? You want to know Hashem? The more you're impressed with Hashem's creation, you get so excited, you get a love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here he mentions, seeing the godless Hashem, Chochmas Hashem, the flawless Habayda, that you get so inspired by the Chochmas Hashem, that you get a tremendous love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like I had a nice painting, unbelievable painting. So you love the painting. Something you know. Zoy Zokter in Hilchos HaSoyde Teire. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, Zok the Rambam, a totally different expression, which is actually a complement of this one, but it's what it's inside. So the Rambam says for me to this fala, how do you love a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Mitzvah Gimel is Lahev Es Hashem, so the Rambam is follows. Chitzivoni Mitzvah Gimel, Chitzivoni Bahavosoi Yisale. Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us we should love him. The Zedis is, Shenechshav שנחושב ונסבוין במצווי סוף. He should dwell into his mitzvahs and his greatest in chokhma, umamorov, in the limit of Torah, upulosov in his pulos, which he said over there, ad shenesegeyu, until they're going to understand them, venehene ba'asogoser betachlisarov, you're going to have enjoyment. In other words, when you're in a daf gemara, ashvere toisves, ashvere ribiki ve'eger, ashvere ktos, and you enjoyed it, that's a havas Hashem. The limit to how to obtain a harvest Hashem shenehene basogosoi. You look in the flow of Saboida, actually the Rambam and the other Chazaka says more kind if you look into the biology, look into the science of the world, and you get excited that you reach a love to you're enjoying it. It's a mitzvah to enjoy the world. Rabbi Victor Miller used to speak a lot. There's a mitzvah to be impressed. It's to be impressed with nature, to be impressed to see how much Hashem's chesed is good. You take any little detail, don't take it for granted. Get inspired. Bishop Shapiro said we always used to get inspired by the panorama which Hashem is giving you, the coloring, you think Hashem cares to give you beautiful things. Hashem is a beautiful world, and to the point that you enjoy the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam very clearly do, and I'm saying it for a reason, that he has a knowledge. So the Rambam, how do you fulfill it? So that she nechal Hashem is born with mitzvoysof, memamorof, upuloysof, in the activity of Hashem, achin nesigeyu, until we're going to understand it, we're going to enjoy that we understand this. But tachos hanoi, v'zois hi ha'havo ha'mchuyeves. This is all which you commanded to do after Hashem Elokecha. Every person is mechuyev to bring himself. So when you feel numb, when you feel not appreciative here because you don't see Hashem, I don't love Hashem, it's a question, you don't learn. You don't analyze. If you analyze the Shgocha process, you analyze the Shgocha. You know, the truth of the matter is, every businessman, we're not busy with Shtusa, with Narishkat, with radios, with newspaper, with everything, and you in business. I was all my life in business. I used to be amazed with the Shgocha process. Look at this, you meet this one. Yeah, I missed once an exit on a highway. I was in jewelry, I was a salesman, I was selling jewelry, and I went to a certain address, and I missed it, I got all confused, and all of a sudden I ended up in a certain shopping center, and I went into a jewelry store, which I never knew what, and I made the biggest order, said, look, Hashem had to confuse, you see, Hashgocha protis, endless, you see, the Hashgocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unbelievable that you get excited seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life. Hashgocha Pratis is endless Hashgocha Pratis. You can see all the, you meet this one, you meet this one, Inish Poga. There's no mikveh in the world. It's the Rambam, it's a cruelty. If you say the world is a coincidental world, it's achzorious. Hashem shows you, here I am, and I'm your ein tzarka, there's no artist like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Imagine you have a world, and you say Picasso, world known artist, is working on a big canvas in a patchket, like, dude, this colors, everything says, hey, it's Meshuggah, like, what is he doing? Hey, give respect, watch until you see the picture. Hashem is an artist, ein tzarka elokein, is in. So the Rambam, Zoyso Hava Ham Chuyeves. This is Hava Chuyeves. Chuyev to bring yourself to certain excitement. Either by Limitatoire, by Pi'ilas, by Shkocha Protest. You could see it all the time. ולושם ספיר לפי שם ואהבת השם על כך השם. לא זאת דרמב"ם מן הלוכה, וזאת זאת דרמב"ם עם ספר המצוות. קים דרמב"ם, פרק עשירי, והלכות תשובה, which the subject is תשובה, it should be finished אהבה. In a lake direct against the perek of Ahavas Hashem. From beginning to end, you have about six halochas in the sixth perek. It's talk about Ahavas Hashem. You talk Ahavas Hashem in perek Beis. That was the chelek hamchiyeves. Slishne hilchos tshuva. Elamai. Tshuva shleime is you have to reach a different type of Ahava, the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem shezok datav tishmar mitzvah yisai vo yushtishon tshuva ashenach mitzvah vayeschem hayoyim le'ahava es Hashem. There's a mitzvah to bring you say a mitzvah mchuyeves. So what do you have to do? Learn Torah until you understand something that you're excited over Torah. You're in the head of the Torah, that's the kind of Ahavas Hashem. If you're in business, don't be mishuga, don't run, see the Yad Hashem in every little thing. See everything. Shiva Vada also, the first animam so could be so beautifully seen. Animam and Munish Abayzo, who boyiru mami lechola abruim, who Ravada also voice of Yals lechola masim. You get excited. You see the politics of the world. People, Bush makes Bet Meshuggah, goes around to Iraq, he doesn't know what he's doing. Hashem knows what he's doing. Everything is a Zil of Adam. You get excited from the pillars of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah Hamchuyemes and Ahavas Hashem. It's worth drain the Rambam do Adam Tzaperik and Ahavas Hashem. It's a different Ahava. That's a symptom of Tshuva. Zot the Rambam Mazai. Al Yoy Marodom. So as we learn Pusha Tiluchas Rambam Yuchas Tshuva, this 10th Perik, which by the way, Yom Kippur, we should be in this position at least. That's the 10th day of the highest level of Tshuva. Like Tshuva Shlema Mitzideinu. Al Yoy Marodom Pusha Tshuva Sehareinu Oysa Mitzvah Satoire. I will do all the mitzvahs. For Oysa B'chachmosoy. He will enjoy it. Kedei Shekabel Kol HaBrochas HaKsuva Boy. It should become all the blessings. Oy kedesh eskel chayle babo, es lo moyle babo. No, don't say that. Bezorach is on. The more zok, he drama later the brisker of friction the skin. I'm later zok in aloche. Hey, that oy be asu un tar shloish, but tar shloish mo bol nishma. Shloish mo zol sam mitzvah. Do zok that no, ani oy marodom. Don't say this that I'm doing it for this for this. Ve'efresh min aveis, I'm not going to aveis shezir toyre me'en kedesh en yotze min ha'klolos ha'ksu b'toyre. I don't want to have klolos. V'yishvei kores b'chai olam vua, I don't want to have kores. Don't say that. En royu lavet shem ha'derech hazeh. That's not appropriate to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ot sho'oy v'derech zeh, who oivin me'yire. If any serve God only because of interest, of reward and punishment, he says Hashem me'yire. Ve'en malas ha'nevim, v'le malas ha'chochom. This is not the mal of chochom and not the mal of nevim. Every person is a potential novi. Zoyz Dram Yukhasoy the Torah Perik says, "Misoyd es lahami shelkim enavis odam." You know who you are? You're a potential novi. If you want to know who you are, you have to know who you are. You know, if I would tell somebody 100 years ago, they sell a telephone, could be Albert Einstein. Would he ever figure out what it is? Never in his life. You could be the smartest person. Zogma what this is. He said, "Tick tick tick, talk to Eretz Yisrael. You're out of your mind." You know who you are. You know who you are? So if I tell you, this is a telephone, it works? How does it work? Okay, son, if it's Einstein, you're going to figure out the mechanics. But now he sees it. You know who you are? You are potential Novi. You see, again, a Novi, again, a Moshe Rabbeinu, you shine Novi, it's Memchas Nevi'im. You also Novi. You belong to the 10th Salam Elohim. That's the Ramah. You saw it, I mean, La'ami to believe, it's a Veloch to believe, Shalkim and Abbas Rodham. You have the quality, and your Chocham, Chocham is even bigger than a Novi. Chocham, what have one day you're going to be speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masa Gistoyra. Your potential is to be Shlomo HaMelech. Your potential is to be Moshe Rabbeinu. To have a Nevuah, to have a touch of Moshe Rabbeinu, a touch of Shlomo HaMelech. Zokter, Ve'ein HaMalas HaNevim. If you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with interest, Char V'Oynesh, this and this and that, this is not for the Malas HaNevim, but Malas HaChochomim. Chocham Shtei Chocham, what have Nevi? We have to work forward to become Nevim and Chochomim. ואין עובדים השם על דרך זה, who serves השם על this דרך? אלה עמי אורץ. עמי אורץ, יש לו מתאם סרבן, הנושים וקטנים, שמחם חוס לב ונירה, עד שתר בדעתון, until the דעת gonna be generated more, ויעב דם אהבו. The whole סיבה שלו לשמוע פיירה is, this is כתכלס, this is נמצוי. We're not here just yoitze tzizan, don't give me gen, I'm not one of my gan eden. We're here to reach Ahava Hashem, tshuva me Ahava. We have to convert everything, tshuva me Ahava. Look the way to see Loch Bays. Ha'oivet Mehava, look, this is really bothering. Ha'oivet Mehava, the one who says Shem Mehava, Oisik Betoyri B'mitzvahs, V'hoilam V'nesivis HaChoch, my God, Lo'y mit Medovar Ba'oilam, for no reason, no benefit. Lo'y mit Nehira Yisro, not because I'm afraid of any bad. Total, you don't exist. You owe it Hashem by Hava for love and also betrayal, not for schar and not for oynish. We look at the Lierish of Toiv, not to Yarshin and Toiv, the oil of my bow. Elo oyster her emes, mipnei shehu emes. You do the emes because it's emes. That is Rila Havas Hashem. So to the Safa Toiv, love of the glory. A truth, eventually you're going to have the Toiv, but that's not my reason. Toiv is a result, but it's not the reason. We're not serving Hashem, we're not loving Hashem, the Torah, I have Hashem, because it's going to give me something. It's definitely going to give me as a result, because when you're standing at Hashem, that's not my name. Elo oivet v'Hashem zog the Rambam, elo oiso ha'emes mipne shehu emes. The greatest accomplishment, I serve the emes. Emes is a Kodesh Baruch, Hashem alokechem emes. That's what the highest zog the Rambam for the imalazu who male gedoyle ma'oy. That's a very big male. Ve'en kol chocham zoychelo. Not every person zoychel to that.
En kol chocham
zoychelo. Even chochamim. Nishi even chochamim is zoychel to that. Therefore you have to be mispala. Therefore you have to be mispala. Zreini b'tshuva shleim onkem etzim. Nish mit chochamim kenet etzim. Ve'imalas avrom avinu shekaru kushmocha oy avoy. Ve'shaloi ovadere mahava v'amala she tzivone o kudosh baruch adam moishe shnei lo hafta shem elkecho b'sman sheyev o odem shem hafta riyo miyad yaskam mitzmava fake the biskot se vachastira b'nei bay zot ni nishe de kan onkum in etzu oli nishe de chocham oli avro bovinu in zis vis zis in a habish kudosh baruch tzivano the Rama zog the chalain that you should have a Noah in the we've just learned it elemai. That's a big problem. In Deut Rambam himself quotes later on, "Kol oisah b'toyre k'day l'kabel schar." In Halacha Hey, okay, they should not agree all the pirodes. How is the oisah shloim lishma? Samitzah says shloim. Samitzah. Lo oini me'asah shloim. It's a shloim lishma. The kol oisah loy liyira, loy likabel schar. El mitzah havas odan kol chetiva. How is the oisah b'lo lishma? If it's my lishma, lo oibeni gezad. No kabel schar. Nothing. That's lishma. אין תאמר שיהיה כבוד השכר, אישה שלא ישמע. לא יותר. ואומר לכם, לא אין אם יעשה כבוד המתאר ואפילו שלא ישמע שעוד שם שם. לא, זה סטיב, זה בריסקו לפרק דקה שם. But the man said, the bristle leaves it in Tzorechien. And you have the Chedisha, reads me brisk in Eirachim. After the sofa, but they say, I'm asking them, I'm asking them, I'm asking them, I'm asking No, it's, the Chodaf Menach Fishtein, in the Territ is as follows. He started off, we have to do tshuva what is in our capacity to do tshuva. In our capacity, with the Rambam says, no. Have a Hashem, have enjoyment. You could have schar, you should have a hava. So, mech tir v'cheichu, enjoy it here. But he, as the Rambam said in Sefer HaMitzvahs, but this is the chiv of Havas Hashem with everyone. I was the Rambam, the Rambam says, this is not the Havas Hashem. This is not the Havas Hashem which Hashem gave us. I the Rambam says, this is not. The Rambam is not Isaac in the mitzvahs of Havas Hashem. The Rambam is not Isaac mitzvahs in Tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava. And we'll say the chiling, and that is our conclusion. That's our conclusion. When, how can you say I'm doing tshuva only because of Hashem? Not for me. Kol zman you just make a mitzvah sahavas Hashem. So mitzvah sahavas Hashem, yeah, have a noah. You should have enjoy, you could do it with gavas aschar and at the pronius. And then look, that's the mitzvah chiv after Hashem alokecho. Lahav Hashem alokecho. Lahav. There's a mitzvah sahavas Hashem in the second parsha, the mitzvah in Kabbalah Sol Teirah mitzvahs. And there's a mitzvah sahavas Hashem in the first parsha, Kabbalah Sol Macha Shemaim. Kabbalah Sol Macha Shemaim is to be tshuva me'av v'chol levav v'chol asa chol v'lecho. Do that to finchive. And this is the Rambam quotes it. So it says, V'hi ma'alas avon shekosh ma'asho v'fi shalom o'ma dira ma'ava. V'hi ma'alas shetzivon ha'kosh ma'al v'moishe shneimu ha'avtu shem elokecho. So it's right. Ahavas Shem is mentioned in the first parsha, it's mentioned in the second parsha. The first parsha, "V'afn Hashem alokech b'chol avochon afn chol medecha." Do that mitzvah yichud Hashem. Kavod Hashem achashemaim. We don't talk about the mitzvah of Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem is in the second parsha. Kavod is the mitzvah. Tishmo Tzvoi says, "Le'ahav Hashem alokechem." It's a tzva ahavas. The havas in mitzvah ahavas Hashem. You could have a no, and you should have a no. Those the Rambam look very close. Those the chiyuv. Every person could bring himself to it. The mitzvah of the Rambam read do the madregas in Yichud Hashem. There's ein sof madregas in Yichud Hashem of tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava means this, why is that such a big madrega is important? Because the tshuva me'ahava is a donor for nafsek azochis. It's easy to say if you didn't tshuva the chetah for the merishin. Mitzvah because we had to suffer all the thousand efforts, all the chotoyim pshom which we went through. In order to fix the factory, and then we're going to start working. So what did Rabbi Shimon verdient? What did Rabbi Shimon marviach? But when we do tshuva mi'ahava, when you do tshuva mi'yere or tshuva for mitzvah ahava, but it's my personal interest. So how do you fix the world? And then you get into making. Then it's by Mashiach Kim, and then you're going to start production. What was the past 1,000 years? It's wasted. It's wasted. Well, Hashem, we fixed it. It's wasted. But if I do tshuva me'ahava, so the noise of Nasra Kazochias, Mashiach will come, will be a much different world than other Mashiach's world was before the Chet. Other Mashiach's world was a neutral world. And it wouldn't be Choyte, it would be into production. But when we bring back the world Chad Shemini Kikedem, we misfak Nechet on Mashiach, and we go into production, we bring back a Kodesh Baruch Hu millions of Avedis which we have done here, so the noise of Nasra Kazochias. Otherwise, you'll forget to name the Chotoyim. This is Book of Shabbat, Tshuva. Om them ain't to dig in Gemuri Mechoyim Lamut. Now, Lechoyim the Rambam had to be weggestellt, had to gesucht, Loi kol chochem zoiche leze, ve ein kol chochem zoiche lo, vu malus Avram Avinu shekor kush boch ava. Kim tos non afas kudu kam Avram Avinu. Only few individuals. And this is the basic mistake which we have in our world. When we speak to a person, you may come after Shem Uchol Vokon Ashron Tech, and we don't moider lach. Well, I'm a chupis, my drag is also being up to the Rebbe, the Tzadik Ador. The Tzadik, I'm a Rebbe Kiva, I'm a Rebbe Kiva, I'm a Tzadik Ador, I'm a Rebbe Zisha, I'm a Rebbe Zisha, I'm a Rebbe Zisha, I'm a Rebbe Zisha, that's a Ktaka the Rambam. Me lemata lemala, start climbing, and become about Shuvah, and become to the point of Avraham Avinu, not Kolon Zvechose, on Yechidah Zkila. But you could start like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu didn't go milamata lemaila. Noach was a tzaddik tovim and never reached Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu ben avoy dezora, oyved avoy dezavatz. When he became Avraham Avinu, he started by Avraham. No, it's time for mitchilosa. That's the trick. You could become a ger. Don't become about tshuva. If you want to climb a mashayne yid, chodesh b'aseh, every Yom Kippur going to go higher and higher. Fine, very good. But you're never going to become Avraham Avinu. This love called chochem zoichel is there. But how do you become Avram? Milemala lemata, decide, give yourself over to Kodesh Baruch Hu, mikavlo machashmaim. Wouldn't be lechoyre about tshuva if we should have been, we should start tishmal mitzvot, so have Hashem alokechem, and work and work, and then we have Hashem alokechem, and work and work, you should say kabbalah salah chashmaim after kabbalah salah tere mitzvot. No, because nobody could get to that level. Milemata lemala on yichid is gila getting. But Torah says, "Bishim and Kolcha, start with Shema Avrahavta, become a ger. Then all the chutam is gone. Then you have to give yourself to Skenyazen. Everyone could become Avraham Avinu if you originate from Avraham Avinu." I made a very untasty moshul, very untasty moshul to understand. Imagine Hitler comes after the war. He reveals himself to three rabbonim, three choshev rabbonim, and he says, "Ich bin Hitler." And I feel terrible. My conscience doesn't let me sleep. It's killing me. I'm tortured by my guilt. Please do justice. Cut me, kill me, burn me. Kaporis avoinis, because I can't stand to be with myself at Adontami. I've been about tshuva. And he says, I've become all the this and this and that. And then he says, you know, I took away 6 million Jews from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't give it back to him. But I could give him back one Jew. Me. Please, before you kill me, convert me. At least I gave back him one yid. I took away 6 million. I gave him 3 kind yid. And we test him, he's very sincere. Are we allowed to push him away, not to accept him? We're not allowed. Some of the next is Kafa Shechina, we have to accept him. So we were megayim. Are we allowed to kill him after we megayim? No. He's not with Hitler, he's in a bathroom. You kiss him, you love him, you love him, you love him. And he goes, Meshuggah. Me? You love me? Okay, you're not Hitler. Oh, yeah. So what does Hitler do after that? He comes to the bathroom. He can't stand it, he's guilty. Look what I did so much. He runs day and night to be misaken, what he done. Not because he has to. Tshuva may have it. That's exactly what we are doing. So we don't start Elul with Tshuva. We don't make a say to Tshuva and keep it before Elul. Elul is Amrochus Hashem, Avraham Avinu. Amrochus Hashem, we don't start. Never going to make it. So we say, Elul, I need a doidi. I give myself to Kodesh Baruch, Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And we Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu, we don't fast, we don't mask to Chatoim, we think Gonish Katshuva, like simple. Afterward, Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu, when Nechus Kam from Shechina, we come Gerim. Now I could really become a Seris Mechiva, I could do Tshuva, to Reddy Tshuva, may I have her. Already after that, I'm not worse than Hitler. If Hitler could do such a job, I could do it too. I'm Mamlech, I'm a Ger. So heute gesagt, was Rambam so do about Shiva, unki mit Avraham Avinu, you can't. But again, you could become. Start the beginning. Start off now. That you could do. And for that to do. In the practical part, I'm going to give you something which is the same time a Moshe, and same thing also, Shem Chadu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Oyed Hashem Oyed Fim Sachra B'Mahal Elenu, to thank Hashem for a big chesed which you done to us, to my family. The question is, how could a person be mekayim v'havta Hashem al keb v'chol moedecho v'chol mida mida shemoided loch have a moedel moed mod? How can you thank Hashem very, very much sincerely for all the terrible pain? How can you? Isn't that a mistake? Is that a mission impossible? It's a question. In the Torah it is as follows. About 3 years ago, close to 3 years ago, a grandson of mine, Moshe, was diagnosed of cancer. Was nice, healthy, jumping around, probably a big bump in his breast. Funny, and unfortunately, it was analyzed, it's a very aggressive cancer. It was 80% already closing in his tubes. And doctor says, if you don't do anything, the kid is dead in a week or two. It was growing very wild. After all the checkups, the MRIs, and so, Dr. Wexler, Hashem Shabbos doctor, in Sloan Caterings, called us in for consolation and put down the whole situation. He laid down a whole plan and he said, I sit in, my daughter, my son-in-law, and Moshe insisted he wants to sit in at the meeting. He couldn't, he was stubborn. So we had no brain, so maybe at the Melanish Fish time, let him sit in. He sat in. And the doctor lays down the whole plan. He says, if you're not going to do anything, the kid is not going to make it. It's going to be a week or two, it's going to be gone. But we have a plan how to attack and how to treat it. We have a whole plan. It takes a year. And you lay down a detailed plan. The first, you're going to get so much. First month, you get so much chemo. The second month, you're going to give more. And then you're going to lose his hair. And then we're going to give radiation. It's going to reduce the tumor. Then we're going to go to operation. A whole year plan. And you put all the critical times. He's going to look terrible like that. And it's very dangerous like that. And could get all kind of complications. Critical thing, put our whole plan. After put on the whole plan, emotionally sits there and also starts crying, sobbing, because he sees into a real serious situation. What could we do? It's done. In the end, when he finished on the plan, he says this as follows. We as doctors, B'derech HaTeva, he's a Shem Shabbos, that's all what we could do, B'derech HaTeva. You should pray now, Shem shouldn't intervene with our plan. He should help us to go through the plan. If Hashem will help us, if we have no complication, no rejections, he will be fine. Baruch Hashem is fine. Baruch Hashem, the plan went through exactly it was written. With a little one or two delays here and there, complications, we know that we should daven taka. Baruch Hashem is cleaned out and healthy. Baruch Hashem is all. Baruch Hashem never come back. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. But the words that you said, we have to not to daven, Hashem shouldn't interfere with our plan. He should let it go through with our plan. Now when we went into the treatments and there was the critical times and he was crying and painful, were we happy? He said, thank you, thank you, thank you, Hashem. It goes according to plan. When you know there's a plan that you have to come back, you're working for Tchiyus HaMeisim, and you polluted with the cancer of Odom Rishon's Chet in the Chet HaEgo, and Hashem is your doctor, and he sent you down, and this world is nothing more than a hospital, and Hashem is the Rofei Kol Bosar, and it's a plan and a design before the world was creation. Hashem Moloch, he already designed it, and this is Hashem Melech, what he's doing to you, this is Hashem Melech, when you're going to come out there. This is called the Melochus Hashem. You're happy. I just want to bring out, how can a person, all you have to take the reality, Hashem Emes, the Terosa Emes, the Mitzvah is Emes, and you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're always HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechmes HaEmes, and Emes, absolutely, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. This is reality. This is Kama Dregas. You have to be stupid not to live up to your reality, because you have no choice anyhow. Your enemy helps to find your house, so please accept what Hashem is doing to you. It was meant Hashem Melech, was meant Kenig. In Rosh Hashanah, every word has the meaning in the roots of the word. For me, it's the word Melech. Melech. Melech means anything which chaotic, anything which is by coincidence, not organized, not planned, not designed. It's not a Melech. It's not ran. Melech and Rosh Hashanah, Emlech ve'Imlech de Bisu. I'm going to consult, consultation, Eitzo. The Talmud says, "Choy yotzcho." I'm going to give you eight. So the Talmud, "Am lechinech." Melech means planning, designing. Everything is planned. He laid down a plan. He put down a plan, a year plan. So every time when you were in the plan, now when Moshe sat in, we thought it was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake, because when it was the most critical times, he didn't curse. He wasn't bitter. He knows it goes according to plan. It was very good that he sat in. It was very painful, but he said, thank you, Moshe, it goes with that according to plan. He was very appreciative of that. We say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Lo'ilam Vod. We say, Adoy No'ilam, Hashem Moloch, B'terem Kolim.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.